make a deal on the fourth coronavirus stimulus package after negotiations reached a stalemate over the weekend.
Fox's John Decker. On Saturday, the president signed four executive orders that were panned by Democrats. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our rain chances are getting a little better in the week ahead. Today, another hot day with a high around 96. We will be close to that 105 danger level on the heat index. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be in more numerous supply than they have been lately in the afternoon and evening hours. Low tonight in the muggy mid-70s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, high temperatures still in the mid-90s, but your odds of encountering one of those thundershowers is better. Scattered to numerous storms each day, and more scattered storms Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
For CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Montgomery police are investigating an early Sunday morning shooting that injured one man. Police say a man walked into the hospital with a gunshot wound after a shooting in the 2600 block of Shadowwood Court. Police have yet to announce any arrests and say the victim's injuries are non-life-threatening. Montgomery police have arrested a teenager following a deadly shooting last week. 19-year-old Quintarius Norman is charged with murder in the shooting death of 18-year-old Jamar Harris. That shooting happened last Thursday in the 2200 block of Woodley Square. Governor Kay Ivey issues another reminder for Alabamians to mask up in a video message Friday about stopping the spread of COVID-19. The message comes a week after the governor extended Alabama's safer at home order until the end of August, also making masks a requirement in public. I'm Jalea Brooks. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Artist. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Artist. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Artist because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
Call David Artist today and somebody get me out of here.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Monday. Starting your week out right. 272-9228. Any caller can get in on the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket drawing. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. Then we have another drawing. That's the Mortgage Corporation of the South $50 gift card. But you say, I want in on the Mortgage Corporation of the South $50 gift card giveaway. We do that on Thursday. And it's a great gift. John Williams is a super guy. 567-9000 Mortgage Corporation of the South. And let me tell you something. He is a my personal home. I'm refinancing all this stuff to take advantage of his low interest rates. I'm not going to let that get away from me. I mean, I'm shocked at how low the interest rate is. I'm gaining 1.5% on the difference between my mortgage and what he's doing. That's about a 33% drop. That's pretty big. So take advantage of Mortgage Corporation of the South. He's got a great staff, by the way. Let's play Peter Ducey in the VP Veep Stakes Report.
Joe Biden inching closer to revealing his running mate. Senator Kamala Harris is reportedly one of the top candidates, but former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown is urging her to withdraw from consideration and aim for U.S. Attorney General instead. Peter Ducey live for us in Wilmington, Delaware. And Peter, what does Joe Biden have on his schedule today?
Trace, the only event on Joe Biden's public schedule so far today is a virtual fundraiser, but of course that could change. He spent the weekend in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, near a home that he has there where he was caught going to church and also out on a bike ride.
Hey, Mr. Vice President, have you picked a running mate yet?
Yeah, I have.
You have? Who is it?
Who is it?
You.
That last part was a joke, and it's not clear today if Biden has communicated to the woman he wants as his running mate that she won the Veep Stakes. But we are hearing from Hillary Clinton about the checklist she had when deciding who to add to the ticket last time.
I went at it from three different perspectives. Number one, is this a person who could be president literally tomorrow? Secondly, is this a person that I could work with, that I'd want to work with day in and day out, in good times and hard times inside the White House to serve our country? And third, can this person help me win?
Clinton also pointed out that many VP announcements don't happen until right before the convention. That Democratic convention starts a week from today.
Peter, what kind of advice are some of the finalists getting from other Democrats?
If Kamala Harris gets the call, Trace, the former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown, who she also had a personal relationship with at some point a few decades ago, is urging her not to take the job and instead push to be the Attorney General. He wrote in a column, this is his reasoning: for every George H.W. Bush who ascended from the job to the presidency, there's an Al Gore who never got there. Most of the women believed to be finalists to be Biden's running mate are keeping very quiet. A camera crew caught up with Susan Rice while she was getting into the passenger side of a silver Prius in Washington, D.C., asked her if she had been interviewed for the VP job by Biden, and she just said, "Happy Sunday."
Don't you miss Hillary Clinton's voice? I mean, I really do. I also miss slamming my hand in the car door. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I've got to tell you, I'm a little upset with you.
Uh-oh.
All right, so weekend before last, we went down to Sweet Creek Farm Market, and you have never once talked about how fabulous the potato salad is. Oh, my gosh.
It is good.
I got the Reuben that you always talk about, but I had the potato salad, and because I ate the potato salad, I couldn't finish the Reuben.
Life, such problems life presents us with.
Anyway, I just wanted to let you know, man, that that's something else you can talk about. Because that was just, oh, my gosh, that was so good. It wasn't, everybody uses mustard around here. I don't get it in the potato salad. But whatever Reed's using down there, man, that was the best.
Yeah.
You need to share it more.
I'm really glad you mentioned that, and my apologies that I didn't mention it to you. The way they blend flavors at Sweet Creek, it is so good, and it's the sign of when you go to a really good restaurant. It's the blending of flavors that makes that restaurant really good. Of course, the staff has a lot to do with it, and the bar has a lot to do with it. But Sweet Creek knows how to blend those flavors, and they are outstanding.
It was great. I just wanted to kind of pick on you a little bit.
That's all right. I deserve it.
Cheer you up. All right. Take care, Dan.
Thank you. John D. How are you, buddy?
Oh, my goodness.
I'm the anticipation is killing me.
I know. Hey, Dan, okay, I want you to confess. Don't you miss Hillary Clinton's voice?
I guess I'm not on video, so you can't see if I have my fingers crossed. yes, Dan, I do. I do miss her. I do. And, you know, getting advice from Hillary Clinton...
on politics now.
You know, that's just like going up somebody that weighs 400 pounds and going, tell me about your diet, you know? What's your secret?
Hell yeah.
Okay? Let me tell you, I feel so important. He's got a choice between Nurse Ratched and Lily Munster for vice president, in my opinion. You know, I just, Elizabeth Warren is never a serious candidate. Now, she'll be in the cabinet, but having her as vice president, that'll make Dick Cheney look like Dan Quayle by comparison. She'd be messing in everything. He doesn't want that. You know, Whitmer makes it harder maybe to win Michigan, although I think she's unpopular. And, you know, she's doesn't have the most perfect background either. But, you know, Kamala Harris, wow. I mean, if you thought Hillary Clinton was ruthlessly ambitious, this lady takes the cake.
Really?
I just don't think that's going to wear well. But she's, you know, Susan Rice, you know, just tied up in scandal after scandal. No elected experience whatsoever. Never run for anything. And by the way, you know, Kamala Harris, when she was elected Attorney General of California, she barely beat a pro-death penalty Republican. In fact, she didn't beat him until the harvested ballots came in days later. And the only reason she beat him was because he would not promise to give up his pension. He was going to, if he got elected Attorney General, he was going to get a pension from Los Angeles for being the district attorney, which is like $100,000 a year. And most people thought that he should have said, you know, of course I won't take that. You only get one paycheck at a time for the taxpayers. Now, that may not be the legal thing, but that was the political thing to do. And he said, you know, I'm going to take it. Her response was, Steve, you earned it. Okay? And but that's the time, really, the election where her liberal views were met head on by a conservative. And like I said, she wasn't pronounced the winner for a few days later. Okay, so you say, well, you know, you don't need any help here in California, of course. But I just don't see how she really helps him in other places other than just to keep a campaign promise.
Well, it's interesting that both Joe Biden and Joe Biden have said that the two of them have been talking about who this VP should be. And Jill is kind of a sounding board, but Joe said, I want someone that can get along with Jill and I the way we got along with Michelle and Barack. And Kamala Harris ain't that person.
You're correct on that. I mean, it's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It's like they keep, in this Willie Brown thing, you know, coming out.
Yeah.
What is that? Is that a message? You know?
I think it is actually a message. I think you're not, you know, I think he was trying to bail her out.
Right. And you just wonder who, if anybody, put him up to it. And to do that, knowing that that most of the public that pays attention to politics knows that you admitted that you had an improper relationship with her. And to do this on the Sunday before she's about to be picked, wow. You know, that's, you just got to wonder, you know, he's what his motivation is, but that's not helpful. So it's like all these events are kind of conspiring to keep her off the ticket. But yet, when you go down it, compared to Susan Rice, you know, she's a winner.
Now, don't forget Fidel Castro's best friend now.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the Scientology stuff hurts or worse.
Oh, really?
I mean, can you imagine if you were in the Secret Service, it'd be like, you know, we better go check the mailbox. There might be a rattlesnake in there. No. The Scientology stuff. I'm sorry. Some of them may be your listeners, but that's a little messed up. And, yeah, calling Fidel Castro the chief.
El Jefe.
Yeah, that is just, you know. But, again, why would she put up, you know, all these other people? I don't know. I just have a funny feeling. I feel like it has to be Kamala Harris, but yet I feel like in my gut he doesn't want to pick her.
Yeah, I don't think we'll know. That was very telling to me when Joe and Jill separately said that, and Jill's interview said, you know, there's got to be somebody that we get along with. It's one of the most important attributes that we as couples get along with each other. She said that in her interview with Dan and Perina.
Right. Well, maybe he'll pick Mitch McConnell. I mean, they always got along, right?
There you
That'd
go.
That'd be a hoot, wouldn't it? Okay. Well, listen, hey, by the way, it's down to 93 degrees outside, so...
Well, wait, I think you're going to get a thunder boomer later on this afternoon.
Okay, well, not time to break out the cardigans just yet. See you, man. Bye.
Yet. Sam, hang on for me. We're going to a break. Dan Moore Show right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. Laser Copy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. Laser Copy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages. And they're now printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. Laser Copy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser Copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
What are you talking about? Gold at over $2,000? Are you nuts? Bring your stuff to Marguerite's. We're going to trade you out. We're going to give you a check. We're going to give you cash. We're going to give you diamonds. We're going to make you something beautiful out of your stuff. You've got to do it. This is an opportunity. A lifetime is the right phrase, but let's do it. Bring it to Marguerite's. We're in a Peppertree shop. We're on Vaughan Road, and we will trade you, give you a check, or make you something brand new. Thank you.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue, at the block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Do you go out to Costco very often?
No, not really.
Okay, for those Costco and Sam people, Sam's on the line, think of all the thousands of people that go through Costco. I mean, there are tons. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was packed. Had to go get me a new cooler because I'm still out of a refrigerator. Guess how many cases Costco has employees have gotten? How many employees have COVID-19?
I mean, at least like 10, right?
Zero.
Zero?
With all that contact that they have with people, zero cases during this entire time frame. Zero. Now, that tells you everything you really need to know. I asked my Publix guy. He said at his store that he's the manager of, zero. Our grocery stores have a lot of traffic.
So we need the people who run Publix and Walmart and Costco and all these different...
to be in charge of our medical system.
And our elections and our public schools.
I just don't... You know, we're 5 million cases.
Oh,
I mean, now if you got 5 million dead people, I'm going to listen to you. 5 million cases. I don't care about the cases. I care about the number of people, and we're down. We're almost down. We started at about 3.8%, and we're moving down. You take New York and New Jersey out of the mix, our percentage is way down there.
And that, and where you're getting most of the deaths, it continues to be, unfortunately, the older population.
Older population. And you have a lot of kids that are getting sick, but they're not getting that sick.
Right.
I tell you what, we fell for this damn thing, hook, line, and sinker, the public. You can fool some of the people all the time and other people some of the time. Let's go to Sam. Sam, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Oh, yeah, people are scared, insanely crazy. Hey, Dan, I'm out here risking my life. I just left Delta Road. I'm on the interstate. But I had to call in. I had figured out that I had a... Dan, over the weekend, I know who Joe Biden's apprentice will be.
Huh.
Yeah.
Do tell.
Okay, well, look here. I got to thinking, apprentice is the key word. I do believe, I'm just going to go ahead and say it, I think he's going to pick Omarosa.
Perfect pick.
Yeah, well, look, she loves to talk about her time at the White House. You know, she was Donald Trump's apprentice, and they were trying to raise money for charity, and that didn't set well with her. She's been run off from the White House twice, well, third time's a charm. And the apprentice for Joe Biden is all about, well, the second, influence peddling and raising money for yourself is the perfect match. And that's my, anyway, that's my two cents on that. And, yeah. What can I say, man?
It's all the numbers. Female, African-American.
Like I said, she loves to clean up. She's a little bit lazy, but she likes, you know, the vice presidency would be, but just be perfect. And she'd be out there raising money. Oh, Dan, you sound great. I hope you're doing well, man.
I am doing great, Sam. You have a wonderful day.
Yeah, like I said, last time I was at Sweet Creek, I'm feeding potato salad to the chicken.
Potato salad to the chicken. Like that. versus chicken salad to the chicken.
Oh, my. Hey, it's good potato salad, though. What, a month or two back. Hey, all right, let me get off here.
I may have to go down there this afternoon, matter of fact.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good day.
Thank you. Tinkerbell? Hey, Tinkerbell.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I've never called before. I was kind of nervous.
How come you've never called before, Tinkerbell?
I don't know. I guess, you know, John, he's very sensitive and private. But off air, I do want to tell you something.
Yeah?
But I have a question. And I try to watch the news all the time. John has got me very learned, but not enough. When President Trump, yeah, I'm still pretty ignorant. I bought politics.
No, you're not. You are a very, very smart young lady.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
And I listen to your show all the time.
Good.
In fact, it just stays on 93.1. The things that Trump signed, the four...
executive orders?
Yes. See what I mean?
No.
When will they know if they are actually going through? When will we know if we're getting a stimulus check? or help with the mortgage?
Well, this is what's going to happen, is the process is going on right now. What I've gleaned from the news and talking to people is that Mnuchin has talked to all 50 of the states. He has gotten the entire 50 states, plus the District of Columbia, and he has divided it up among a group of staff, and they're working with the states and finding out what they need to get done, where the money is, and how the money's coming to them. And it's all coming out of existing money, so it's all there. And the checks could start, like, next week. They could actually start this week if you have a state that's really got it together. But they could be pretty fast. Now, the apartment we're in and that kind of stuff, that's a little shaky, because what he was talking about were HUD-type housing. And that's not to just general housing.
Okay.
So he doesn't have the power to do that.
Okay.
Tinker Bell, let me ask you a couple questions.
Yeah.
Since you're a first-time caller, do you realize that you get your name in twice to the Sweet Creek Farm Market Gift Basket Drawing?
Awesome, because I told John, I want to get in that drawing.
Okay, your name's going to go in twice, Tinker Bell. So give me your month and day of birth.
11/14.
Now, for the audience's sake, because I know who Tinkerbell is, she's helped out. If y'all were at the last MR show get-together, Tinkerbell was there, and with her Tinkerbell on. So tell the audience about yourself. Give me the short case, the short story.
I've been diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer.
I know. How are you doing from that?
It's on and off. I'm doing okay now.
Good.
You know, I've had the chemo.
Isn't chemo fun?
That was the worst thing I ever went through.
I know.
I mean, my blood cell count went from 15, and in 3 days it went to 0.2.
Man.
I mean, I almost died.
Yeah.
Then I had the mastectomy. I have to get it straight. Then I had a mastectomy.
Mm-hmm.
Then I had radiation, and that was awful. I almost quit. I was very close to quitting. I was just so burnt and blistered.
Yeah.
But I've persevered, and now I'm taking the chemo pill.
Good.
The cancer I have is pretty rare. So I don't know how long I'll be on the pill. You know, I've done some research. Some people are on it for years. So we'll see. Today is a good day, though.
Good. That is great. Well, I hope John told you I always offered myself if I could advise you, particularly going through chemo, going through all that, because if you talk to somebody that's gone through it, it kind of gets you prepared. And what you eat 3 days before really has a lot to do with how well you go through the chemo. First time I got chemo, went through chemo, I lost 15 pounds because I threw up so much. 15 pounds. That's amazing.
No, I know. I believe it. I just had tons of nausea medicine. But I did want to say something about Big John.
Yeah?
You know, he still listens all the time, but that would be off air. Or maybe I can just tell Joey and he can tell you.
Okay. Do you want to hang on?
Yes.
Okay. Take a bow. We got your name in the drawing. We're going to do that drawing on Friday. So listen in 2:30, 2:45.
I certainly will.
Thanks, Tinker Bell. We're going to go to a break. Coming back right after this.
Listening to The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens. Years ago, Bruce Holding showed me how much better steel equipment starts and runs as opposed to that piece of junk I own.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
CTE has been providing professionals and homeowners alike with steel parts, sales, and service for years. Everything from steel, gas and battery-operated chainsaws, grass trimmers, blowers, and mowers. And with these great steel products, you won't find them at big-box stores. But CTE has the full line. Recently, I purchased one of the steel HSA 25 garden shears from CTE. Keep in mind, it only weighs 0.8 pounds, but it sure gets the job done. It seems many people are concerned because it's battery-operated. But let me tell you, I worked for 2 hours and it was as strong when I finished as when I began. Stop by and see the team at CTE Outdoor Power, located at I-85 and Perry Hill Road. Let them demonstrate all their great new battery-powered equipment from steel. You will be amazed at how far battery-operated equipment has come. You can also visit online at cteoutdoorpower.com. Proudly serving the Tri-County for over 20 years.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams.
And I'm Madeline Cannon. And if you're currently renting, this one is for you.
First-time homebuyers typically have lots of questions. What does my credit score have to be? How much can I afford? What will my payment be? What's my down payment? We get it. Buying a home is a big deal, but it doesn't have to be a big headache. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we make the process as easy as possible.
Getting started is simple. Don't put the cart before the horse. Your very first step should be to speak with an experienced loan originator, like ourselves, who will walk hand-in-hand with you. You can give us a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to begin the quick Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval process.
Long gone are the days of huge down payments. You'll be amazed at how little money, if any, is required to buy your first home.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Rent no longer, it's time to buy. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to go mad for Mercedes? Then come in and play at Wind Creek Wetumpka, because this September we're giving away a 2020 Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. You can start earning entries now. Then join us Saturday, September 12th, starting at 5 p.m. when you can win free play, cash, or a brand new Mercedes-Benz C300 sedan. So go mad for Mercedes. Only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
They had snuck in the night and committed these murders. Nobody had a clue about who or a why.
You got 8 people dead, and things like that don't usually happen in a small town. I mean, they don't usually happen anywhere. And it was just a real shock.
4+ years after these murders, and they couldn't have written a more sinister story than what's playing out in Pike County, Ohio right now.
Listen to the Piketon Massacre wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Radio advertising is an investment in the success of your business. It grows traffic, creates demand, and generates more revenue. Call us and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our rain chances are getting a little better in the week ahead. Today, another hot day with a high around 96. We will be close to that 105 danger level on the heat index. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will be in more numerous supply than they have been lately in the afternoon and evening hours. Low tonight in the muggy mid-70s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, high temperatures still in the mid-90s, but your odds of encountering one of those thunder showers is better. Scattered to numerous storms each day, and more scattered storms Friday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
I can't walk out because I love you too much, baby.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Monday.
Why can't you see what you're doing to me?
Okay, let's get down to some show stuff now. Lindsey Graham was on Maria Bartiromo, had a great show yesterday. Talking about new docs that they have found. Here's Lindsey Graham. Listen in.
The exclusive newly declassified documents that could indicate fresh criminality. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham will reveal them right here for the first time, fresh off of his grilling of Sally Yates at this week's hearing, when the former Deputy Attorney General dropped the bombshell about Jim Comey.
When you heard about the interview, you got upset, didn't you?
I was upset that Director Comey didn't coordinate that with us and acted unilaterally. Yes, I was.
Okay. Did Comey go rogue?
Then you could use that term, yes.
Finally.
Joining me right now is Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Lindsey Graham, who promised right here on the program to subpoena Yates before his committee. And let's talk about what we have here.
Yeah.
Fresh breaking news. These are redacted documents here. This is a Senate Intel Committee brief. And this brief is from the FBI, where they basically tell the Senate in March of 2018, Senator, this is actually dated February 14th, 2018, that the subsource was reliable. Tell us what these redacted documents tell us.
Well, here they are. It took me forever to get them. I want to thank Attorney General Barr for helping me retrieve them from the FBI. But it was Horowitz, during his investigation of the warrant application, found information in 2018 where the FBI was called to the Senate Intel Committee because people were getting suspicious about the subsource, the Russian guy, at the Senate Intel Committee level. And the FBI was sent over to brief them. And this is the report they prepared before the briefing. And they did to the Senate Intel Committee, the FBI did, what they did to the FISA court. They misled the hell out of them. They said that there's no evidence from the subsource to suggest that Steele fabricated anything in the dossier. Actually, the subsource said it was all bar talk, hearsay, speculation, and conjecture, and the whole sexual activity of the president was made in jest. So they completely misrepresented to the Senate Intel Committee in 2018 what the subsource had told the FBI in 2017. That is a new crime, a different crime, and I'm going to write a letter to Christopher Wray and ask him, who gave the briefing to the Senate Intel Committee in 2018, and how could they be telling the Senate Intel Committee in 2018 a bunch of lies when they knew better?
It's a great question. Now, McCabe is actually still there at that time. He didn't leave until the end of March of 2018. Remember that Wray was appointed in August of 2017. So, this is somebody who is going to be, as you can find from the next clip, probably on Crossfire Hurricane, is doing this. And the question is why? And we're going to get into that. So let's listen to the second part of this. FBI lying to the Senate Intel Committee. He believes it's a Crossfire Hurricane person. And I do too.
So let's go through these one, two, three. These are the three points, the three statements that you find most troubling. And the first one in this Senate document is the FBI told Congress that the primary subsource did not cite any significant concerns with the way his reporting was characterized in the dossier to the extent he could deny it. I could identify it. But the subsource already told the FBI that he had no idea where some of the language attributed to him came from, right?
Yeah, he told them that he was interviewed in January 2017, March of 2017, and I think April of 2017. And after those interviews, he said, a lot of the things they're attributing to me, I don't know where they came from. And a lot of the things that Steele is saying didn't come from the subsource. It was just conjecture by Steele. But the main thing, the one that gets me the most, at a minimum, our discussion with the primary subsource confirmed. Yeah, this is the one that gets me. At a minimum, our discussion with the primary subsource confirms that the dossier was not fabricated by Steele. Here's what the subsource told the FBI a year before. Most of it is word of mouth and hearsay, conversations I had with friends over beers, and that some of the information, such as the allegations about Trump's sexual activities, were statements made in jest. But they told the Senate Intel Committee everything's fine. Somebody needs to go to jail for this. This is a second lie. This is a second crime. They lied to the FISA court. They got rebuked, the FBI did, in 2019 by the FISA court, putting in doubt all FISA applications. The FISA court just ripped a new one for the FBI. A year before, they're lying to the Senate Intel Committee. It's just amazing, the compounding of the lies. Here's what I think. I think the person who briefed the Senate Intel Committee had to be part of Crossfire Hurricane, because why would you keep telling a lie? If they told the truth to the Senate Intel Committee in 2018, the dossier is not reliable, it would expose the crime they committed to the FISA court. So I bet you a dollar to donuts that the person who briefed the Senate Intel Committee in 2018 was part of Crossfire Hurricane trying to compound lies.
Okay, so what he's doing is he's trying to perpetuate this to keep it going. So this would have to be a pretty high up person to be doing the briefing to the Intel Committee closed door. And so they lied to the committee. They say it was substantiated, it was factual, when they knew it wasn't.
General question about all this.
Yeah.
You know how often somebody gets caught in a Ponzi scheme, and it often is the case they didn't begin with the idea, I'm going to run a Ponzi scheme. They start to make a mistake here, make a mistake there, then they realize, got to have more money to keep this thing going. Do you think there's something similar happened here, at least the FBI level, where they realize, we're in this, we got to keep going?
Well, you got to remember that Sessions is under wrap during this time, and Ray is there. And so I think they figured out that they need to placate. They had placated Ray, and then they had Ray right where they wanted. And the higher up this person is, the more that Ray was being duped to me.
Right.
And so what they needed to do is they needed to get this out there, that this was okay, because we're going to perpetuate the Mueller investigation with this and keep that perpetuation of the Russia collusion deal. And we can keep that going.
Because you can tell further down the timeline, it gets sloppier and sloppier how they were working.
Well, remember, this is 2018, and we're talking about March.
Right.
And we have a November election.
There you go.
And I think that that was part of what they were trying to do. Keep that narrative going to try to affect the 2018 election. Okay, so Graham's not done yet. He's going to ask some questions about PSAP, and this all happened under Ray's watch. Listen.
Was it Bill PSAP?
I don't know, but I'm going to write Ray, and I want an explanation. This happened on Christopher Ray's watch.
Okay.
Now, this is in 2018,
yes,
a year after the subsource interviewed by the FBI three times, telling them it's a bunch of garbage, and they tell the Senate Intel Committee it's reliable, just like they did the FISA court. I'm going to find out who did that briefing.
What are you going to do?
Whoever it is, they're in trouble.
What are you going to do?
Am I right, letter Christopher Ray? Explain this briefing to the Congress. How could you send somebody over from the FBI in 2018, February/March 2018, to brief about the subsource and mislead the Senate so badly? You had information in your files that Horowitz found where the subsource completely denied the reliability of the dossier, but the FBI continued the lie as late as 2018. And if it weren't for Horowitz finding this, we would never know. So, Mr. Horowitz, you did this country a great service. Thank you.
Layla? Layla, welcome aboard the Damo Show.
I just wanted to say that none of that really matters because everything that Clinton said that Trump would do, he's done. As far as Russia goes, he's placated to Russia. He has his little private talks with Russia. He's tried to dismantle NATO. He's getting troops out of Germany. He's done everything that Putin wants him to do. Putin's got him wrapped around his little finger. And maybe the FBI knows that's why they were doing what they were doing. I cannot believe you all.
Well, let me ask you something. Oh, you couldn't take it, could you, Lila?
Or Amanda, or she goes by.
Yeah, Lila.
She doesn't want to have a conversation about
it. She definitely doesn't want to have a conversation about it. Let's do Lindsey Graham talking about Sally Yates' interview.
Let me ask you about Sally Yates. What did you learn from that? And also, this upcoming Tuesday is another hearing related to General Michael Flynn. The judge does not want to drop this. I want to get your thoughts on both of those. First, Sally Yates, what did you learn?
Everybody is throwing Comey under the bus. When I asked Sally Yates about the interview with Michael Flynn orchestrated by Comey, was that okay? Was that proper? She said, no, that was rogue. So you got Rosenstein, now Sally Yates, saying if they knew then what they know now, they wouldn't have signed the warrant application, which means they're running away from Crossfire Hurricane. They're dumping it all on Comey. And that's probably the right thing to do. Eventually, I'm going to call Comey in and ask him, how could you keep signing warrant applications against Carter Page in April and June of 2017 when your agency knew in January and March of 2017 the dossier was a bunch of garbage?
Right.
How could you keep doing that?
We're going to go to a break. Coming back, we're going to have Dan Bongino talking about this very subject right after this.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out. Because I love you too much, baby. Why can't you see what you're doing to me? When you don't believe a word I say.
The Dan Morris Show.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, Mike here from Capital City Ace Hardware. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for some time now, and we've seen a fantastic upturn in business because of it. The folks at Blue Water Broadcasting are so easy to work with, so give them a call. You'll be glad that you did, just like we are here at Capital City Ace Hardware.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
I can't wait to get outside and get busy getting ready for hunting season. How about you?
This is going
to
be my first year growing my own plots, and I know there isn't a magic bullet.
You're right. That's why I'm going to Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out at the Autauga County Agricultural Center August 13th. They have the suppliers for their seed, attractives, hunting houses, and more there to answer questions. They're offering big discounts to folks that attend and order early, and the wife likes winning door prizes.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 13th, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Autaugaville Ag Center on Highway 14. Admission is free. Call 365-5400 for details.
At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Last night I had a dream that the world was changing by leaps and bounds. It started up in the bigger cities and it spread to the...
272-9228, that's where we are. Okay, boys and girls, let's get to it here. Let's go to Dan Bongino. He was on Fox and Friends this morning talking about Bill Barr.
Part of the rule of law, as far as I'm concerned, and one thing I want to get back to, is not using the criminal justice system as a political tool. I think it has been in the past. I think the whole Russiagate thing was an instance of that. It's used as a weapon. And what I want to do is make it clear that we will indict people only when we are satisfied that the standards of the department have been met, which means that we believe a crime has been committed by this person and we have proof beyond a reasonable doubt to prove it.
That's our Attorney General Bill Barr on with Mark Levin yesterday. Let's bring in Dan Bongino. What is your reaction to what he was talking about, not using the criminal justice system as a political tool?
Well, I think Barr has been President Trump's finest appointment. I don't think there's any question amongst a lot of folks out there who are reasonable, not the, you know, TDS infected folks. But he's right. And Ainsley, if we're going to use one standard of justice, which I absolutely believe Barr believes in, and I think all sane people agree, then let's do that. And that standard of justice should be, well, what have we prosecuted people for before? And that's been for lying. Obviously, you've had the Roger Stone case and the George Papadopoulos case, and for financial machinations like Paul Manafort with his dealings over with foreign governments and some money exchange. So, okay, well, let's apply that standard also to people who are in the Obama orbit, not because they were in the Obama orbit, but because that's the standard. I mean, we already know people have lied under oath. People have lied in front of the FISA court to get warrants to engage in political spying. We know there was some financial wheeling and dealing in order to kind of launder or clean the money that was used to pay Fusion GPS and was run through a couple different people first. So I would expect that those investigations would happen too, and we'll get to the bottom of that. My general point here, just the takeaway, is that's a great standard, and Bill Barr is right. But because you work for the Obama administration, shouldn't be a shield either. That's what I'm saying. You know, Bill Barr is not the Republican Attorney General. He's the Attorney General.
Yeah, Barr, the interview that with Levin was excellent. It wasn't, you know, I have one piece of it, but he really hit a lot of points. And Mark Levin did a good job of managing the conversation. He could have asked things a lot more pointedly than he did, but he got the point across. Now, Bongino's going to be talking about FBI testifying before Intel Committee, falsely misspelled here. It's kind of long, but this is a chock full of information.
So let's switch to another area of your expertise, and that's the Russia investigation and what went into to lead into the Mueller probe and why this matters, not only to find out what happened in 2016 because it's a problem, but because Joe Biden's running for president, and what did he know? So Senator Lindsey Graham sat down on Maria's show yesterday and said what he knows. Now, one avenue is what they learned from Sally Yates, and the other is what they're finding out about the Steele dossier and the subsource.
They told the Senate Intel Committee everything's fine. Somebody needs to go to jail for this. This is a second lie. This is a second crime. They lied to the FISA court. They got rebuked, the FBI did, in 2019 by the FISA court, putting in doubt all FISA applications. The person who briefed the Senate Intel Committee had to be part of Crossfire Hurricane, because why would you keep telling a lie? If they told the truth to the Senate Intel Committee in 2018, the dossier is not reliable, it would expose the crime they committed to the FISA court.
And Dan, just for the audience, not for you, outside, The reason is the subsource, who was dicey at best, went to Russia, but we worked for the Brookings Institute, the big Russian name, who's going to blow the lid off everything and knew really what Donald Trump was up to, which is all lie, looked at the dossier and said, I never said any of this. Now, the FBI knew about it. And what Lindsey Graham was saying is, the FBI knew about it. The Steele dossier was made up. The subsource says they made it up. It was Barr talk. And they still briefed the Senate Intel Committee about how bad the dossier was, how it most likely is authentic. And that person is believed to be Andy McCabe. What's the significance? Yeah.
But why is what happened with this FBI briefing important? There's a couple of reasons. In February of 2018, when this briefing happens, it's now a year after the FBI categorically knows the information they used to spy on Trump is fake. They've interviewed the sources. They're like, it's BS. It's bar talk. It's nonsense. It's not true. It's unverified rumor. Everybody tracking me here? Horse blinders on, because this is important. But why is that particular date important? Well, you say, oh, well, it's a year after? Yeah, that's bad enough. But Brian, when was Christopher Wray appointed the FBI director? Who is now I'm putting down as like the third or fourth worst FBI director in FBI history. He was appointed August 2nd of 2017. So this is the guy assigned to clean up the mess. And 7 months later, he sends the FBI to Capitol Hill to brief the Senate committee on a source they know is garbage, they know is terrible, and they tell him the opposite?
Unless they iced him out, and Andy McCabe was the acting director, and Andy McCabe went and did the briefing, it looks like.
Wait, I'm not done. This is, it gets worse. Bill Barr is on the job a month after this. So that should say to you something. Right. Bill Barr had already promised that he wasn't going to interfere with the collusion investigation. So guys, everybody figure this out. Why does the FBI under Christopher Wray send someone up to the Senate to lie about a source and insist he was validated when he wasn't? Because they wanted to keep Bill Barr out of looking in their refrigerator. That's why. They wanted to keep the special counsel investigation going, and they knew Barr, if they briefed the Senate honestly, would figure out this whole thing was bogus. Do you have any idea what a huge story this is? The FBI lied to keep Bill Barr from seeing what was really going on underneath the covers, and it was ugly. And they did it under Christopher Wray, the third or fourth worst FBI director in human history. They did it. This guy has got to go. There is no excuse to keeping this guy on board anymore. He's terrible.
Dan Bongino did a very good job laying that out. He got the time sequence right, and then he got the motivation right. Let me fit in the Durham October surprise real quickly.
So, Dan, do you think, you know, Lindsey Graham can say somebody's got to go to jail, but nobody's going to go to jail anytime soon. However, Mr. Durham is working on his report, and there are some who are suggesting there could actually be an October surprise where the Durham report comes out and it reveals just exactly the extent to which the Obama-Biden administration was involved in this.
I don't think there's any doubt John Durham has information that's going to be extremely damaging to not only Obama folks who've been hiding their role in this forever, notably John Brennan, but also to media people, Steve, who were knowingly involved in this, who, in other words, who knew the information was fake and printed it anyway. And it's going to be extremely damaging to a lot of people's credibility who are going to look back in shame on their role in this.
Well, if there is an October surprise, just that means before the debates, before those last two debates, there's one in September and then I think the last two.
Well, they should answer questions. Why not, AZ? Why don't they have
people
to answer questions? Why, if you're in the Obama administration, you get a pass for all this? We've had to answer questions for 3-4 years and defend ourselves. I'm still answering questions to this day as to why we uncovered this scandal. Like, gosh, you had the guts to cover this honestly? You must have been a conspiracy theorist. I was right. It's all in the books. I was just read it. We called this 4 years ago. And yet we're the bad guys? How are we honest reporting people who got it right? How are we the bad guys?
You know, I think that if it is big enough, and particularly after listening to Barr saying what we do is we prosecute when we know we have the case and we can win the case. I think if he knows he's got the case and can win the case, to hell with October surprise. I think we'll go with it. Dan Morris Show, we're going to be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.